2015 and the world of new music.
With Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
Okay, this evening on Triple J on 2015, Hannah Carides, the Brisbane talent, who is better known now as Eve's The Behaviour. Welcome into Triple J. Hannah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Listen, we're going to find out a little bit about you because we've been playing your music for, well, over a year now. And can we start with the names, get the name stuff out of the way? When you started performing, it was simply under the name of Eve's. Why did you go for that name to start with?
Eve's came from my middle name, which is a Greek name, Evianea. It's my yaya's name. So I thought it was a beautiful name, but way too complicated. So I shortened it to Eve's, but I guess in its simplicity, it also caused some problems because, you know, there's more than one Eve's in the world, and I kind of decided to add another portion to the name. Partially because it was just easier for recognition's sake, but also it allowed me to add another connotation to what I do. As a songwriter and as a lyricist, behavioral studies is just something I'm absolutely fascinated by, and I just can't stop writing about my thoughts and my perspective on the negative side of the human psyche. So that's where behavior comes from.
So it was kind of like you think as a lyricist, it's a bit of an exercise of behavioral studying what, of other people primarily?
I think my studying of other people is a mere reflection of things I do myself, that in studying other people, I seek to feel okay about the fact that I do it too. My fascination is with these sort of negative emotions that everyone has, like obsession and like narcissism and, you know, melancholy and sadness and even anger. Everyone feels these, you know, but we feel them as a recluse, you know, and if we all decided to feel it collectively, I think it would in some way let us transcend.
But with all of this, though, is there a lighter side to your personality?
I think so. I think that's the point. It's taking those conceived as negative traits and saying they don't have to carry that weight. So.
And you're 20 years of age now. Have you always been like this, or is this something that's kind of hit you in the last couple of years?
It's hard to say because I think your self-awareness kind of grows as you get older. Mm-hmm. When I was 10, I liked Hilary Duff, so I don't know if that says anything about where I've come from.
Okay. All right. I'm speaking to Hannah Carides is her real name. She's the Brisbane singer called Eve's The Behaviour. She recently had to change the name because, as she said before, there are a couple of other musicians around the world with the name Eve's. Listen, I just want to remind people over a year ago, towards the end of 2013, we got this track from you. It's a really great track, Eve's The Behaviour, and the track is Zen. Is that you playing? Do you play guitar? Do you play any instruments?
Sure do.
Is that you playing guitar on that track?
Yeah, it is.
It's a really great guitar line. Did the song start there?
Yeah, it started with that texture, I think. My brother plays guitar. He's sort of infatuated with it. He doesn't do it as a profession, but he's just, you know, he loves guitars and he had an old pedal that he was going to throw out. And it was like one of those old multi-effects pedals that had ridiculous names like Metallica setting. But I went through and I found one. I actually can't remember what it was called, but I really liked it. So I was just playing around with it and started with that riff and it went from there. So,
excellent. It's a fantastic riff. It gets in your head really quickly. Is he an older brother or younger brother?
He's an older brother.
Did he teach you guitar?
I guess in ways, by lending me his guitar, he allowed me to learn, yeah. And then I went to his guitar teacher, so thanks, Matthew.
How many years have you been playing?
I started playing when I was 12.
Okay, so yeah. About 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
Do you play other instruments, keyboards?
You know, I dabble. I could play chords and whatever, but I'm no prodigy, if that's what you're asking.
No, it's just because, Well, that's quite an acoustic-sounding song, because your new single, which we're just about to play in full, is the track TV, which has got a much bigger and a more electronic feel to it. So yeah. I was curious as to whether you played other instruments besides the guitar and whether that influenced it.
I think probably a better way to describe it is I just love making sounds that have textures that resonate with me somehow. So a lot of the sounds in this new track were picked not because they were a specific instrument, just because it was had some sort of emotional value that made me feel something.
Well, we'll hear the track right now. This is the new single from Eve's The Behaviour. It's called TV. Are you tired of talking about, because you sort of were just touching on it a little bit there, are you tired of talking about synesthesia?
No, it's right. I could talk about synesthesia if you want.
because you have it, and I don't think I've ever interviewed anyone with it. I've read about this sensory condition. So we'll find out a little bit more about what you experience in the world and how it differs from a lot of people. After we hear it, let's hear this track right now. This is TV This Evening on Triple J.
I saw my feelings on TV last night. I was staring like I'm staring myself in the eyes. I saw my feelings on TV last night, like a mirror in my mind simplified. I caught my
That was Eve's The Behaviour, by the way, with a single TV. The person that you worked with on that track is actually the guy who mixed Chet Faker's record. That's Eric J, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
So he actually, how much work did he sort of put into the sound of that track alongside you?
It's funny because I went in there with a demo that I had actually sort of made with a friend of mine called Adam, and like a lot of those sounds he helped me find on keyboards and whatever, because like I said, I'm a guitar player. So we took that in and, you know, Eric crafted this beast out of it.
So. Yeah. So how different was it from beginning to end?
Well, I could tell you the original started on GarageBand and it had like a really bad drum loop that I made. But from there to where it is now, it's just climbed and climbed and climbed.
I want to talk about synesthesia, as I mentioned before, but just the lyrical writing on TV as well. Was it something on TV that inspired the lyrical idea?
It was more a general observation of watching television series, and specifically ones that are involved with love. And they take, I guess, emotions that you feel and exploit them, and they make them even more saturated. We become obsessed with it because it reminds us of us. I was just fascinated by that idea of drama becoming part of our lives and it being so normal, and we see it and we don't really think much of it. But I sort of sat back one day and I was like, whoa, it's fascinating.
That's where the idea might have come from in the first place.
Yeah.
Listen, synesthesia is something which you experience. The condition, when did you first notice that you had it? How young were you?
I think I was in primary school. I used to think about my friend's name. Her name was Jordan. I always used to think about how orange it was. So I didn't really think much of it. I just kind of kept going along.
Did you tell your parents at the time?
I don't think so. I don't think I really even thought that it was an oddity until I started noticing that I had it with music as well. And I was talking to Robin, who produced Zen, and I was like, oh, this song is the same color now as it was when I played it on guitar. And he was like, oh, I don't see it with colors, but I sort of see it with textures. But anyway, from there, I kind of was like, wow, everything does have a color. And
so
you know,
do sounds have a color, or even when you're seeing things in print or names, do things like that have colors attached to them?
Yeah, they do. It's a really good way of remembering people's names, actually. It's sort of like, that's the guy with the purple name. but yeah, music, it's kind of like, I mean, you would agree that fluoro orange has a different emotional value to like deep red. Red is sensual and passionate and somewhat angry, and then fluoro orange is like kind of offensive. You know, they just make you think different things and you associate different things with them.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, every color has some sort of emotional value, and I don't know why it comes in my head. It just does.
So, but this is the bit that confuses me, because obviously I don't have it, but when it comes into your head, does it affect the way that you're looking and seeing in a given day, or is it just something that you imagine as being orange, or do you actually physically see the color orange?
It's like, you know, when you're reading a book and your imagination forms the picture sort of in your mental eye. It's in that space. It just kind of immerses in a color.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And does it always happen, synesthesia? Do you always experience colors with pieces of music?
Yeah, it does. Sometimes it's more prominent than others. And you also notice that certain artists have color schemes that all their songs kind of fall into, which makes sense because, you know, you think of Nick Cave and I think of like sort of charcoal-y colors. And it makes sense because he, as an artist, has this consistent emotion running through everything he does. And that may, yeah, it just...
Yeah, I would be very surprised if you said you saw bright yellow when you listened to the music of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Listen, it's fascinating. And obviously, as an artist, it must sort of give you extra inspiration, maybe, that sort of people who don't have synesthesia maybe don't experience in other ways, like an intense emotional connection to certain things.
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, I like to think that everyone who makes music or any kind of art has their own way of sort of perceiving what they do. Like, you know, I might perceive color in music, but the person next to me might have something equally as maybe fascinating, but it just be what they do. So, I mean, yeah, I think to answer that question, I think everyone experiences creation in a different way.
Okay, that's too true. And the Laneway Festival is off and going for another year, and you're one of the local artists on the lineup as well. So that's going to be a great experience for you. Besides performing on stage, who are you definitely going to see on the lineup? Because it's a good lineup this year.
Definitely going to see St. Vincent and Future Islands.
I saw Future Islands at Splendor last year. You got to see them. So much fun.
Yeah, I've seen some footage. I just can't wait to see the dancing.
Life-affirming. It's such a wonderful experience. Listen, great to talk to you, and thanks for spending time with us this evening. Hannah Caritas, who is better known as Eve's The Behaviour, has been with us on Triple J. All the best for the rest of the year. Do you reckon you'll have a full-length album sometime later in 2015?
I can't really say, but lots of songs, put it that way.
Okay. Well, we look forward to more to come from Eve's The Behaviour, and thanks again for coming in.
Thanks so much. See ya.